Swing down till you stop and let me ride. Swing down till you stop and let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Swing down till you stop and let me ride. Swing down till you stop and let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, I've got a home on the other side. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. I've got home on the, 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 I've got home on the street. I've got home on the, I've got home on the, I've got home on the street. I've got home on the.
We started singing around 1981. We first started singing. My sister formed a group. She needed someone to perform at a banquet where she was sponsor of.
Phone talks louder than you.
And what happened is it was a church banquet, and this is where we first started. I think there were about five of us. We only did two numbers. And after that, we came together, we talked, And I mean, we decided to go ahead and continue to sing. It seemed to have gone over really well. So we decided from that point to go ahead and continue.
So that was in 1981 out of a banquet.
Right, at a banquet. In Pinnell Point. Right.
But were you all singing as individuals, like beforehand, just performing, or just singing all the things that you like to sing in public or in private, or?
But we were more or less singing on an individual basis. I think myself, all of us was doing just most of the singing at church. Mm-hmm. At church, we never was really.
Gwen, you were the one who was church singing most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. At the church, I was always the one to sing solos. We never really thought about singing as a group. We just started out singing individually, you know, in church mostly.
But all of you, I know James was trained as in music. Were others?
Yeah, what is that? All of us sing. Okay, all of us really started singing in high school. And we're in various choirs at our various high schools. Upon completion of high school, all of us sang either on a college level or on a junior college level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it was one of those things you didn't go to music school for.
No,
just
no.
Inside.
No, we just, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Teresa?
Well, basically it's the same. I started out singing in church,
mm-hmm,
and schools, my middle school, junior high, and high school, and I went to college and I sung in the choir in college.
Hmm. Did you belong to a Baptist?
Yes.
It's really interesting. One of the things I've always been curious about is sort of the differences between the kinds of choirs, like the difference between, say, a Baptist choir and a Methodist choir. I never understood the term singing Methodist or anything like that. Is there a difference that you know of?
Methodists mostly sing sacred music, hymnals. Mostly they sing hymnals, but we can fit in basically all categories.
Well, would you sing me another category? That was a Swing Down Chariot. Is that
yes.
What
that's yes.
And, would that be considered a traditional gospel piece?
Well, yes, it is a traditional gospel piece that was rearranged. I think all of us at one point in time have heard, you know, the song "Swing Down Chariot," but the arrangement that we do derives from the Negro spiritual, you know, that
mm-hmm.
We all are quite familiar.
Yeah. So was your mom a traditional? Did she sing pretty much traditional style? Did she like to sing rearranged pieces? Did she rearrange pieces?
Basically traditional. She sometimes sings with us on service. So, but basically traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess she says, quote unquote, I don't really, you know, fit in and say
mm-hmm.
rearranging. But we're doing a traditional piece on. Or really gospel piece, she always sings.
What's a real gospel-y gospel? That's crazy.
Heaven is my goal.
Heaven is my goal.
Did you sing that?
Yeah, we did with her.
Did you sing it now? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, would you?
Oh, I know who that is.
Heaven is my goal.
Heaven is my goal.
Each and every day.
Every day.
I've got to
keep on moving.
Right way.
Moving in the right way.
If I stumble
while I'm on my way.
Step aside.
Don't block my way.
Every day,
every day,
to keep
if for some while I'm on my way.
Step aside,
don't block my way.
We're really deep into harmony, and harmony goes over well, you know, when it comes to acapella singing.
So, you said in the past that you have had musicians with you. Who's played with you? Or what's played with you? How's that?
We've had, we basically use a piano. That's all we use. We've had a pianist, Adrian Williams. Yes, and Jack Wilson. Jack Wilson was our first, and Adrian Williams was our second.
Ironically, though, Adrian, even though her last name is Williams, is not.
It's not a Williams.
Right. I guess she is a Williams, but she's not.
It's not a family.
Gosh. Well, that's
what you
get for having Williams.
Absolutely.
So you use piano, but nothing like bass or anything.
No,
like
no bass.
Yeah, really beauty.
No.
Well, one thing you were telling me, said, is about the power, just the power of the voice, and the voice and the spirit. The voice, too, pervading, being able to speak better, you know, in music.
Well, our thing is, and I feel that, as far as music is concerned, that, It's from within, and to me, if you're good or semi-good, you don't really need music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's where you determine.
You don't need musical talent.
That's where
yeah.
you determine the good groups from the quote-unquote mediocre groups.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of groups really rely on the bass guitar, or what have you. That's not to boast or anything. That's just my personal opinion.
Where did you learn heaven is my goal?
New Macedonia.
Yeah. Did you learn all of these at New Macedonia? That church has been around for a long time.
Swing Down, this is a Negro spiritual book.
Right.
We went to college. Reverend and I went to Bethune Cookman.
Uh-huh.
We sang this arrangement, and to Lisa, so.
Uh-huh.
And we sang this arrangement at, we learned it at Bethune Cookman,
oh.
So that's where we got it.
Okay.
And so it's, Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone, which we have not sang yet, but we will. We learned that arrangement from Bethune Cookman. We just sing it. But most of the others come from church.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the songs that we do, even though if we learn them from some of the source,
yeah.
We usually try to rearrange it in
put
some
it into
way.
Your, make it you.
Right.
We just you sing me another one?
Sure.
Great. Let's do it, girl. What are you gonna sing?
Was Jesus bear the cross alone?
I wanted to sing one more. You're pleased. I'm just listening.
Oh my, this chair goes back.
This too, if I'm not mistaken, is a Black Negro spiritual.
Yes, ma'am.